Zoomer Radio in downtown Toronto, Liberty Village, Andy Kim and the Archies, Jingle Jangle on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. The Zoomerplex, where we are, is just a spit away from Exhibition Place, where the world-famous Royal Agricultural Winter Fair is set to open after a two-year pause. And this year marks a milestone for the Royal celebrating its 100th anniversary. Our guest is Charlie Johnstone, CEO of the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair. Welcome back, Charlie.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and welcome back in the wider sense as well. It will be so nice to have this tradition, this Toronto tradition, back after 3 years. Wondering, what was the Royal Winter Fair experience 100 years ago in 1922? What was it like then?
You know what? It was amazing. And people forget that the buildings, like the Coliseum, was built for the Royal. Three levels of government came together to build that specifically to showcase Canadian agriculture, livestock shows. They were bringing in hundreds of trains coming in with cattle on there. And so that really how it all started, because their group of people said, hey, we've got livestock in Canada. We want to be best in class. How do we put on this show? We need a national show. And that's where it started from.
Wow. And it's refined, right? I mean, I feel like over the years, there is this prestige that's attached to the Royal. And I feel it when we go. So it's a great learning experience for families. But there's something very elevated about the Royal.
It's funny because often people refer to it as, it's mink to manure.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And it really, I mean, we watch people come in the doors and they take a deep breath and go, it smells like the Royal. And we're not sure what it is. We think it's a combination of butter tarts, maple syrup, and manure.
Exactly.
But it really is. It's an iconic event that's been here for 100 years, where people have been coming for generations to celebrate the country coming to the city. I mean, it really is. And now we're another generation removed from the family farm. This is where you can come and talk to producers and find out how your food gets from farm to table.
Well, and on that note, agriculture, farming leads to some great dinners. And the culinary experience is quite extensive at the Royal.
Absolutely. The beauty of the Royal is we want things to be hands-on. So instead of just watching a chef do a demonstration, you can sign up. And these are world-class chefs. Michael Bonaccini, for example.
Wonderful.
Sign up for a class with him. You're cooking alongside a world-class chef. Then you sit down at a harvest table and enjoy the meal together. Yeah. Really unique. And it really is food that brings us all together. What we do with it and how we prepare it may be different, but food is a common denominator, and certainly in a society now that's a lot more multicultural, it's a great way to experience different cuisines.
Mm-hmm. I love a bunch of things about the Royal, so I do love the culinary scene there. I also love the dog show. I love the horse show. I mean, and those are staples of the Royal, but they're still so amazing. I'm always surprised by the beauty of these animals and by the talent of these animals, too.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you take the horse show, for example, we're the number one indoor horse show in North America, number three in the world. I don't care what the sport is. If you're at a world-class level, if you haven't seen it before, you come to the Royal and watch world-class show jumping, you're going to be amazed. I mean, we've got the talent this year. We probably have 10 of the top 20 riders in the world. So former world champions, gold medalists, all competing at the Royal to become Royal champion. I mean, if you're the champion at the Royal, it's prestigious, and frankly, in the horse show, the prize money is pretty good too.
Oh, I bet.
Oh.
And such an inspiration for children. I know my niece has gotten into the equestrian studies, and so you'll have a lot of youngsters there who will be in awe.
Absolutely. And the whole point of the Royal is we do lots of effort on generations. So even in the horse show, people are coming up, or on the ag side, you know, 4-H kids are showing their goats or sheep or cattle at the show to become grand champion as they progress through.
Okay, so a couple things. There is an exhibit there, so if we want to study the history of the Royal, we can just really walk through and see photographs and learn, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a beautiful exhibit, very interactive, lots of video. Shows some of the royal family that's been attending, some of the archive things that we've got. So really, really fun and engaging.
Wonderful. Okay, and the Royal Ambassador this year, just so you know, is Winston, and he's a retired police horse, and he is absolutely stunning. So when you go to the Royal, you will ask, where's Winston? I want to see Winston. So much to see and do on your own or with the whole family. The Royal Agricultural Winter Fair on through Sunday, November 13th. Charlie Johnstone is the Royal CEO. Happy 100th anniversary, and have an awesome 10 days.
Thanks for having us. If you're looking for more information, royalfair.org is where to go.
Let's check your drive one last time now here, Spencer.